is the podcast. I'm your host, Leah, and I'll be taking today's prayer. Today's prayer is taken from Psalm 41, verse 1, 6, and 7. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayers. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in our hearts, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. Let's move on to prayer points. Eternal Rock of Ages, I honor your majesty and praise your holy name. Abba, thank you for this beautiful day and grace of life. Lord, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your bloodshed for my salvation. Ancient of Days, thank you for your divine guidance and blessing over my life. You deserve all the praise. Lord, thank you for perfecting everything that concerns me. Lord, thank you for allowing it to end in praise, regardless of the prediction of the wicked ones. Lord, thank you for making everything work together for my good against all odds. Lord, thank you for removing delay, denials, and stagnation from my journey. Lord, thank you for terminating all joy killers and destiny destroyer in all in and around me. Father, thank you for allowing your countenance to shine over me and all that concerns me. Lord, thank you for advocating for me in places I can or can't advocate for myself. Lord, thank you for removing all disease, infirmities, or infection from my life and lineage. Lord, thank you because this day is ending in testimony. Nothing will be missing or broken in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for this nation and nations around the world because your peace will reign and your will be done. Lord, thank you for the life of the rescues for these daily prayers, all impacted by it and our household, because all our expectations are turning to manifestation with divine speed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Abba Father, for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Let's move on to daily confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me, and I am operating the power of the Word of God. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith, as Jesus is so am I in this world. The Lord has done great and mighty things in my life. He has silenced opposing force against my life. God has perfected all my heart desires with testimony. What was said to be impossible, God has made it possible. I am a partaker of God's wonders and testimonies. Hallelujah. That's this one from being inspired by His word today, the 4th of February, 2023. All glory be to God and Lord Jesus Christ, who saved us. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be a blessing to someone by sharing this. And tune in tomorrow for another wonderful time of prayer to the glory of God and by His grace. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Jesus is coming soon.